Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The full impact of federal immigration operations in Minnesota may not be known for some time, but DFL Senate Majority Leader Aaron Murphy says the impact is already hitting rural Minnesota and keeping workers away.
When we think about essential businesses, the ag industry, our farmers, healthcare, childcare, those essential services rely on workers who are coming into the state. We need workers for all sorts of industry across the state of Minnesota.
Murphy says the state's population is already growing too slowly, and having federal agents here is not helping reverse that trend. An ice sculpture bearing the message "Prosecute ICE" was destroyed outside the state capitol just hours after it was unveiled Thursday. Authorities say 30-year-old Jake Lang of Lake Worth, Florida, a pardoned January 6 insurrectionist, posted a video on social media showing himself knocking over the sculpture. Lang was stopped as he drove away and was arrested without incident. The sculpture had been installed by the veterans organization Common Defense, along with other community leaders, as a protest against federal immigration enforcement operations in Minnesota. Minnesota's Department of Children, Youth, and Families is clearing up confusion about child care, food assistance, and other public programs with a new web page after recent uncertainty around federal funding and unreliable claims. Commissioner Tiki Brown says the misinformation either starts online and is a mass spread by the federal government or vice versa, leading to legislative questions and inquiries.
And that sets off a fear-based response for people that rely on SNAP, for instance, or food shelves who are anticipating a sudden surge in visitors.
In other headlines, a Hibbing woman is sentenced to 3 years in prison for holding her ex-boyfriend captive and assaulting him in February of 2024. 41-year-old Shelley Gort pleaded guilty in December to second-degree assault, dangerous weapon, and false imprisonment. Eden Prairie native Todd Downing has a chance to win the Super Bowl as wide receivers coach of the New England Patriots. He says it's exciting to be in the Bay Area for the big game.
It's awesome. It's an awesome experience. I feel very fortunate to have the journey I've had and honored and blessed to be a part of this, but it's time to focus in on having a great week of practice and finish this thing the right way.
Downing played and coached at Eden Prairie and started his NFL career with the Vikings. And more people are hopping aboard the Amtrak Borealis. The passenger rail line is reporting record ridership and ticket sales this year. This is MNN.